Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we've had a lot of big answers today with the show. Seltzer, are you going to go back to your college reunion?
No. I don't think we do it. Does Temple have reunions?
I've never heard of
one. Yeah, I don't think we do it.
No. Too many people.
No, yeah, I know.
You're graduating with like 12,000 people or whatever.
You know, there's this one girl in my class I was very proud of. I told her, I said, I got to give your story a shout out here. So there's one that came from Spain. I thought that was cool. She flew in from Spain.
Wow.
But this was maybe my favorite. So she lives in Fairfield. She's got a home in Fairfield. She rented a home for the weekend.
So she wasn't at home?
That is awesome.
Just to make sure if the house gets a little mussed up, it's not her house.
That's great.
That is brilliant. I love that. That is a smart woman.
Like, that's a Fairfield girl.
No, dope.
That's good work right there. All right, let's go to the phones. Joe and
Does it cost a lot to rent a house?
It depends the size. I don't know.
I'm sure this weekend was tougher than others, right?
Joe and Mayfair. What's up, Joe?
Good morning, crew. And I guess this fail of Phillies baseball team isn't great, like you guys said 2 weeks ago.
It's not
and
as
I kept,
great.
I came on, you guys ridiculed me. I don't believe in this team. I haven't. They have that same stigma. They have this nonchalant attitude. They always chase pitches when they try to do too much. Their manager thinks that if the Titanic was sinking, everything's okay. It's not okay. They don't have that it factor to overcome adversity before it gets out of control. You can't go 1-9. You can't start reaching for every pitch again and rolling balls over and not hitting the opposite way, but they do it for a half an inning last night and, you know, they get a win. Like, these moments and weeks can't happen in a season where you're fighting for a playoff spot, not a division, a wild card. There's a lot of good to great teams in the National League, and the Phillies are in the mix of being good. But coming on and yelling about Alec Bohm, who's got a .991 fielding percentage, who's made two errors the entire year, took his average from the mid-100s to about .270, .275, and shows some emotion when he can't take it anymore is not a bad thing. I wish somebody else would do it. If Schwarber threw his helmet down last night, no one would say anything. But because it's Alec Bohm, everyone gets on him again.
Well, it happens a lot with
Alec
him.
Bohm is
no,
baby.
This is the second time it's happened. It hasn't happened in a while, but he can't take it no more. I would throw my helmet down too. I effed up.
Well, it wasn't just the helmet. Like, it was the bat. I mean, I thought he was playing with fire on an ejection. Now, you don't know if you're the ump. Is he mad at himself or is he mad at me, the ump? But he got rung up, and it was a close call, but I thought it was a strike. But I'll tell you, like, if you do that, the ump could misinterpret and toss you. I mean, he spiked the bat and the helmet. That was aggressive.
If someone did something, some emotion, that I'm tired of this, whether it's your fault or not.
Let me just say this, Joe.
A couple years ago when Schwarber went off on Angel Hernandez, that the plate was 26 inches wide.
Well, he was right.
People loved it because he stood up for the team.
Kyle Schwarber is held to a different standard than Alec Bohm, you'd be 1,000% correct.
Yeah, because
it's
also
a very different situation.
Totally different.
It's the situation of the team in free fall the last 2 weeks. I'm telling you, like, I'd rather see that than everyone just sitting around saying,
for
no,
you
okay,
to suggest
no
that these guys don't care about playing.
We're in the mix of the wild card right now, and we had the best record in baseball 2 weeks ago, and everything's still fine.
For you to suggest that these guys don't care, have no emotion.
I didn't say they don't care. They don't
you can't,
show
that
they care.
That's not the right take, though, Joe.
They might in the locker room, they might in the clubhouse, but for a fan paying $60, $100 a ticket to get in a building for 2 weeks of lifeless baseball, I want to see some emotion from somebody.
Yeah, but lifeless because they weren't hitting.
Yeah,
well, it'd be a lot of life if they were hitting, but they're not, and they haven't, and they will.
And Joe, I'll add this: I actually think they care a lot. To me, the biggest concern with the Phillies is the hitters themselves may just not be good.
Well, there's the big concern for me is not the hitting, just the gap hitting. I know we play small ball and things like that. Bohm's got 4 home runs. Castellanos has 5. JT can't hit anymore. He can't be playing 6-7 days a week if you expect him to have anything left in the tank in September, October. Yeah. He's completely lost.
Marchand's been a disappointment.
This team has no home run power.
Yeah, you're right.
Look up and down the lineup. They have no home run power except Schwarber, and he's not hitting home runs in June like he normally does.
You're right. Joe, give me an answer.
I don't know if this team has the ability to play small ball on a consistent basis because their habits at the plate are the same for 3 years. They reach.
All right, you're not watching the games, Joe, because that's not what is happening. You're not watching the games now because that's not what they're doing. That's not their issue. They're getting on base.
They were rolling all these pitches over last night.
They're getting on base. They are absolutely not driving them in. They're getting them on base. They're one of the best in all of baseball getting on base.
All right, Joe, I need an answer. Give me a scene from a movie.
Well, it was Matt Damon and Brandon Fraser's first movie called School Ties.
Yeah.
It was about anti-Semitism. So the last scene in the movie when Matt Damon actually gets caught finally of all his cheating and stuff, and he drove away in the car telling Brandon Fraser's character that he envied him for how he handled himself through the entire school season.
Wow.
It was a great movie, School Ties.
All right, Joe, appreciate that. I heard something recently about Matt Damon I thought was pretty cool, because I always found it odd that that he was cast as Private Ryan in Saving Private Ryan, because, like, why was someone so famous Private Ryan? You know, it just seemed odd to me. Apparently he had just become famous shortly before that, like really famous with Good Will Hunting.
Oh, really?
But he
wasn't really, really famous.
Yeah, he had already been cast.
Got it.
You know, they were like, all right, we're going to make this movie, and okay, we'll use you.
Mm-hmm.
But he had just exploded with the Oscar and everything. Because it always just struck me as, like, Private Ryan, like, you don't see him the whole movie until near the end. And it's like, why is it this unbelievably famous guy?
Well, if you remember, he and Ben Affleck were sort of like the best buds who had been doing some of the Kevin Smith movies and things.
And that movie that was just said.
And then, they dabbled in the writing of this great script, Good Will Hunting, and they got those awards.
Yeah.
They were so precocious. They were so young, so ahead of schedule, and they were best friends that, I don't know, oh, wow, they act too? And then that was, I didn't even realize, like, Matt Damon, holy cow, explodes onto the scene.
Yeah.
That absolutely was the biggest, juiciest, like, secret role. Like, oh my gosh, they're all doing all of this, sacrificing everything for this one guy. And it was Matt Damon.
Yeah, it was just an odd dynamic. Role. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. They are both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, who are we rooting for in the finals? Let's all go on the record. Seltzer, you. Pacers or Thunder?
Like, I'm not rooting is a strong word. I guess the Thunder, but I'm like indifferent.
So the question was technically, who do you prefer to see?
Yeah, I guess I prefer the Thunder, but I'm not going to be upset or happy either way.
Yeah, no, I think most people would probably relate to that. So you say the Thunder. Ree, what about you?
I'm going Thunder. I'm hoping that it goes at least 6. Like, I
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate when finals are sweeps.
Yeah.
I think they just are. That's why I loved when the Pacers, I really was happy they won the first game.
No, they created a series.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, it created a series.
Yeah, so I'm not, you know, real strong, but I never, if it's not the Sixers, which it hasn't been in like, 100 years, I never root for the Eastern Conference team.
Okay.
On principle.
Ruben, Pacers, Thunder.
No skin in the game at
just
all.
Just don't care.
Do not care.
I kind of
I'm out on NBA.
I kind of don't. Well, I'm in because it's been a great,
totally out.
Great playoffs, but I have like no. I might not decide a leader in the series. John, Pacers, Thunder. Who do you prefer?
I think I have something.
I don't like Halliburton.
I was just about to
like
say
that guy.
I have something deep seated against Tyrese Halliburton just because
something annoys me.
How we were connected, we might have been able to get him. So it's like I don't want him to have success now. I'm being very petty toward him,
even though
there's nothing. There's nothing that really connects us. There's no real dot trail. But I don't care. I'll take the Thunder.
All right, so John, how do you think people vote?
It's got to be close to 50-50, but 55% say Oklahoma City.
60% say the Pacers, which surprises me. Because the Sixers and Pacers, 2 decades ago, had some wars. I mean, they played three straight years in the playoffs.
You remember the bubble? Didn't they play them in the bubble? No, that was
Celtics.
Yeah, Celtics. Never mind.
So I'll say this. If the Pacers win the championship, in basketball, baseball, and football, I think it'll be the most out-of-nowhere championship I can ever remember.
Toronto was
Giants
up there with
the
Kawhi.
Yeah, but Toronto had been good for a few years. They just weren't breaking through. I mean, the Pacers, like...
But it was more that it was the Warriors had injuries, but that was that Warriors heading into the year. It was out of nowhere that year.
The Indiana Pacers, like, I still don't know if Tyrese Halliburton's a top 10 player in the league. Maybe he is. I don't know. Most people in America can't even name a second player on the team. Like, nobody 4 months ago thought they're going to win the NBA Finals. Anyway, second poll question of these four hitters, whose struggles bother you the most? I'm going to start with this fact, John. Bohm does not even get 50% of the vote, which surprises me. So how do you think the votes? Well, I'll just tell you. Bohm, 46%. Bryson Stott, 29%. Which, you know, there's an argument for it. I mean, it's hurting them.
But 30%? Come on.
19? Well, he really has stunk. 19% for Realmuto and 6% for Kepler.
I feel like Realmuto really gets unfairly
It's not his fault. He's just
it's not his fault, but he's bad.
All right, James, let me ask you this question. If you are Middleton, are you more down on Dabrowski this week than you've been in the 5 years he's been here?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're more down on him this season, I think, heading into the year than you were prior.
Yeah, but it's Kepler again. Like, if I'm the owner and I'm like, okay, guy running my team, I will commit this money to the player, and I need the GM's decisions to be good.
Well, yeah, of course.
I would be really ticked about Kepler if I'm Middleton.
Yeah, I'm sure. But I'm sure there are multiple things he's ticked about. That's my point.
No, I know. But my point is it's adding up
Look at Brandon Marsh, and I'm like, oh, we traded for that guy. That didn't work out. You know, I look around the diamond and see guys that they brought in that aren't working. So it's not just last night. But yes, I think
this week, I'm saying because it's just adding up.
Adding up.
I mean, sticking with Bohm, like maybe they should have dumped him in December. John, look, we were worried they weren't going to get much, but I'm sure they were offered something. Maybe they should have taken that, whatever that something was.
I cannot get over the fact that we've seen this. At the end of last season, this was enough to get him benched. The
one game.
Woe is me, the childish, the impetuous, childish actions, the impetuousness.
Yeah.
And here we are right back in the regular season. And it's like, okay, go back and you can keep doing what you were doing that got you benched before. I don't know why we're accepting of it now. Is it just because?
Look, we'll have to see when Bryce Harper comes back if Bohm's an everyday player. I don't know.
Well, I think something needs to change. I think attitude matters more than most people can really
realize.
I think
it matters, too.
A locker room, Ruben, a clubhouse, they need to get that together.
I agree. Ruben, is Alec Bohm going to be an everyday player when Bryce Harper comes back?
Oh, I think so. I think he will. I think he'll play third base, and I think they're going to put the other guy in left. I think that's what could happen.
And he just... Days
and I know he's working at first base right now, but I think it's just doing that so they can flip-flop he and Alec.
Wow. All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go. Only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Nice pull on the Buckhalter touchdown, Richie. If we have Joe the Hammer, can we call John the Rammer? Time's yours.
Ah. Is this from yesterday?
It's a little rhyme.
Earlier. No, yeah, remember the Carl Buckhalter thing?
Oh, Buckhalter. Yeah, my fault. Yeah.
I know Reuben has to walk the like team line, but what makes him or anyone else think that Bohm or Stott are anything different than what they are? They're average players. Sometimes they flash. Bottom line is, you don't swing at the first pitch every time, especially in circumstances like the 10th inning last night.
Well, listen, clearly they are, and Bohm especially is over-aggressive at times, and he doesn't get into a hitter's count often.
Joe DeCamera had such a great time doing nothing in college 25 years ago, but he couldn't wait to get back. Maybe one day he'll go there and learn how many wings a chicken has. Time's yours, Captain Ken.
Maybe, but probably not.
Bryce Harper throws down his bat, throws down his helmet, shows his frustration just as much as anybody. But he's intense. He cares. Al Bohm does it, and he's a petulant baby. Like, I don't understand you guys. You have something against Bohm. You're propping up Harper too much.
I don't think that's accurate. I don't think Harper does it nearly as much as Bohm does.
I think it's wrong if Bryce Harper's doing it too. If he's playing in a way that's impetuous and it's actually making him play worse, then,
that's what I think.
That's awful. Yeah. And that should be policed by his teammates, by his coaches, but by him.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Better.
If I'm Rob Thompson, I say to him, like, the next time I see it, I'm sitting here for five games. Just enough. Like that's one way to try to get it out. Like, just actually, if you do it again, five games,
hey, I'm
you're not
open
playing.
To anything, Joe, because what they're doing is not working. It's not having an effect.
No, it's not. All right, with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
And I'm not trying to take emotion out of sports. Guys, I get it. I remember one time in an intramural game in college, I tried to tackle a kid in basketball. I was so mad. And you lose your head sometimes, but it's just the frequency with Bohm is what drives me bananas. All right, Ben in Havertown. Ben, good morning. And I missed the kid, by the way. I tried to tackle a guy, and I missed him. Imagine.
What?
Yeah, he was the point guard on the other team.
Eyes.
How do you miss
put
a
your
whole
head
body?
Down and
I like,
close
I
your
like
eyes.
Dove at him. I was just trying to like stop a fast break. I was just
head down,
but
eyes
I missed
closed.
Him. I fell
That's
on the floor. It was horrendous.
That is very embarrassing, and it also makes
it
me think that Fritz has you like you're done.
Wow.
All right, what's up, Ben?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good, pal.
Doing well, man.
Hey, how come we haven't heard anything about bringing Painter up?
July-ish is what they've said.
Yeah, and that's not the issue.
Yeah, pitching is not a problem.
I'm thinking bringing Crawford up, bringing Painter up, putting all the cards on the table, seeing who's going to be there and who we can trade.
Well, let me ask you this. Can Painter play left field?
He's not ready yet.
No, I guess not.
Not ready.
I guess that's true. Hey, quick question on your college reunion.
Yeah.
Did the boys look better than the girls, or did the girls look better than the boys in the aging stage?
Oh, man, I don't know. Nothing really stood out to me. I mean, we were all 25 years old. You know, look, there are some people where you say, oh, boy. You know, 25
oh,
looks.
Who? You want to show the names out there?
25 looks like 45, you know, and then there's 25 looks like, 18. I don't know, man.
My college guys got together every weekend, and we were shocked with how much better the boys looked than the girls.
Huh. Hmm. I didn't notice, but that's interesting. Yeah.
Here's my movie take.
Yes, sir.
Princeton could use a guy like you, Joel. Risky business.
Wow. Boy, it's been a long time for me on that one. I didn't even know that is a college
so
movie.
So it's a high school it's movie, but it's the Princeton movie. Guy comes to his house, remember the whole
it's
thing?
It's the Princeton guy.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's
all right,
a good point.
We're turning too fast. We're looking for the best scene ever, college movie, or somehow just on a college campus. Best answer, whoever's got it can win the $100. Nick in Fishtown. Hold on. Nick, what do you got for an answer, Nick?
Fair answer. I would say when Frank the Tank makes his resurrection in Old School.
Already said. Give me a different answer.
When Justin Long sees Jonah Hill dressed as the hot dog and he's getting hazed, asking everyone to ask him about his wiener.
Which movie?
Accepted.
You got it, man. All right, one more. Gary in Vineland. Aww. Gary, give me a movie. theme.
Anybody say Good Will Hunting, you like apples? Well, I got
to that's
how
a great answer, dude.
That is an answer.
That's a Harvard. No, it's a Harvard bar.
That's Harvard. Yeah, that's an unbelievable answer right there.
Yeah.
And he's working at MIT. I mean, that's college stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Awesome.
That one kid who's the jerk is a college
kid.
How
about them apples?
That's a great point.
My friend is wicked smart.
Yeah. You read Gordon Wood, I see, huh?
That's really great.
All right, hold on.
I love that.
All right, so great answer, but let's also be fair to the many others that were said, including a bunch from Animal House. The toga party, the double seeker probation. We got old school. We got You're My Boy Blue. Now, the one about Frank the Tank's reemergence, I said that, so that one can't
win. By the way, the dart scene was the one I would have gone with from old school. When Frank the Tank gets shot with the dart is the funniest thing of all time.
We do have the end of Rudy, which is not insignificant. I mean, it's probably the one most people have cried at.
Except for me.
And me neither. Rudy is so overrated.
Because it's fake.
I think it's a Good Will Hunting answer.
How about them?
I think it's a good
one.
Honestly,
I think
Good Will might be the one.
I think it's Toga Party.
I'm voting Good Will Hunting.
One or the other.
Toga Party. It's 2-1. Ruben and John.
Good Will.
That's it. It's over. Good Will Hunting wins. All right. At the end, Gary with a buzzer beater. Everyone have a great rest of the day. Gary, you're going to win $100 to Wild Fork Foods. We shall talk to you tomorrow on 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.